Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. Today we're going to begin our discussion on the seventh of God's seven annual holy days. Of course, as you know, if you've been with us during these series of programs, God's seven annual holy days reveal to us His seven-step plan of salvation for all of the world. So what is the seventh step in God's plan of salvation? The seventh step in God's plan of salvation is revealed by the last great day. And the last great day teaches us about the resurrection of the majority of people who have ever lived and died. Their resurrection and their first opportunity, not a second chance, but their first opportunity to know the one true God. It's their first opportunity at salvation. It's their first opportunity to have eternal life. Now that's a statement that I know is very different from what you hear in churches, what you might read in books, but this is the truth that's revealed in the Bible. Of course, because most people have rejected God's word and go by Christian traditions, so-called Christian traditions, which are really pagan traditions that have nothing to do with the Bible. Because of that, Satan the devil has been able to deceive people by covering up the true meaning of God's seven-step plan of salvation. He's diverted people's attention to a very shallow understanding of what God is doing by pointing people to holidays such as Christmas and Easter and Halloween and other such nonsense, instead of listening to God's holy days and understanding what God is trying to teach us through His seven annual holy days. So again, the seventh of God's seven annual holy days is the last great day, and this seventh holy day teaches us about the seventh step in God's plan of salvation, which is to give an opportunity for salvation to the majority of people who have ever lived and died. This is going to be their first opportunity, not a second chance, but their first opportunity at eternal life. Now, how can we prove this? Well, we can analyze the three clues in the Old Testament to unlock the meaning in the New Testament. Now let's turn to Leviticus chapter 23, and we'll read in verse 34 through 36. This is Leviticus chapter 23 and verses 34 through 36. Because from these scriptures, we will know for sure that the last great day commences immediately after the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. So immediately after the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacle ends, the last great day begins. Let's turn over to verse 34 of Leviticus chapter 23. It reads, "Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles, and it shall last for 7 days. This is God's festival." This is Yahweh's festival. "On the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, there shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no work. And then on the 8th day, there shall be a holy convocation to you. It is also a solemn assembly, and you shall do no work of labor." So we see here, first of all, that the Feast of Tabernacles lasts for 7 days, and then there's something that's called the 8th day. But they are obviously two distinct things. The Feast of Tabernacles lasts for 7 days, and then there's an 8th day, and this 8th day is called the last great day. Now this fact is corroborated in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verses 14 through 18. This is Nehemiah chapter 8 and verses 14 through 18. In verse 14 it says, "The priests found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month. And this is referring to the Feast of Tabernacles or the Feast of Booths. It's called the Feast of Booths or the Feast of Tabernacles interchangeably. And so they found, the priests found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month. And all the congregation of them that were come out of captivity made booths and sat under the booths, for since the days of Joshua the children of Israel had not done so. But now there was very great gladness. Day by day, from the first day to the last day, Ezra read from the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days. Then on the eighth day there was a solemn assembly according to the law. So there we have it from the mouth of two witnesses, Leviticus chapter 23 and Nehemiah chapter 8, that the last great day commences immediately after the ending of the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. And that is why the last great day is called interchangeably the eighth day, because it comes immediately after the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. In other words, the last great day is a continuation of sorts of the Feast of Tabernacles. And I'm going to repeat that. The last great day is a continuation of sorts of the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, this is the first clue. I said that there were three clues that we have to analyze in the Old Testament to unlock the meaning in the New Testament. And this is the first clue, that the last great day is a continuation of sorts of the Feast of Tabernacles. In what way is the last great day a continuation of the Feast of Tabernacles? Well, first, it's a continuation in this way. Let's look again at Nehemiah chapter 8, and we'll focus on verse 14 and 17. In both of those verses, we see that the Feast of Tabernacles is about staying in temporary tabernacles or in temporary booths. And this is the second clue. This is the way, one of the ways in which the last great day is a continuation of the Feast of Tabernacles. It's a continuation because at the Feast of Tabernacles, they stayed in a temporary tabernacle. So the second clue has to be tied to how the last great day is a continuation of the feast. And it's a continuation of the feast in that during the feast, they stayed in temporary tabernacles, in booths. Then, in looking at Exodus chapter 34 and verse 22, we see that the Feast of Tabernacles is about gathering in the harvest. They planted seed, and at the Feast of Tabernacles, they gathered in the harvest. That's why the Feast of Tabernacles is also called the Feast of Ingathering. So this is the third clue. The Feast of Tabernacles tells us about the gathering in of the harvest. And the last great day is a continuation of the Feast of Tabernacles in that way. Because during the last great day, we are going to learn that it's still about the harvest. So there's three clues. First of all, that the last great day is a continuation of sorts of the Feast of Tabernacles. The second clue is that the last great day continues this Feast of Tabernacles theme of staying in booths. And then the third clue is that the last great day continues the Feast of Tabernacles theme of gathering in of the harvest. In summary, the last great day is a continuation of the two themes of the Feast of Tabernacles, which are dwelling in temporary abodes and gathering in of the harvest. Now that we understand these three clues, we can understand the New Testament meaning of these three clues. And this, in brief, is the understanding of the three the three clues from the Old Testament. This is the New Testament meaning in brief. Dwelling in temporary tabernacles teaches us that our bodies are temporary because they are physical. It also teaches us that this world is temporary because it is physical. Then also the gathering of the harvest teaches us that there will be a resurrection to eternal life in permanent spiritual bodies. And the gathering of the harvest also teaches us that there will be a new permanent world that is spiritual. So I'm going to repeat this. From the Old Testament clues, three of them, we can understand the New Testament meaning. First, we can understand that dwelling in temporary tabernacles teaches us that our bodies are temporary because they are physical. And secondarily, that this world is temporary because it is physical. Then the gathering of the harvest teaches us that there will be a resurrection to eternal life in permanent spiritual bodies, and that there will be a new permanent world that is spiritual. That's the first two meanings of the first two clues. And now the third meaning of the third clue is that the timing of these two events immediately occur after the 1,000-year reign of Jesus the Christ on earth. The two events of us becoming spiritual, eternal beings and us having a spiritual, permanent, eternal world in which to dwell, both of these events happen immediately after the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. And as you'll remember, the Feast of Tabernacles pictures the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on the earth. Therefore, the last great day, which immediately occurs after the Feast of Tabernacles, teaches us that after the 1,000-year reign of Jesus the Christ on this earth will come the time when the world will have eternal life in an eternal place. And that eternal place will be on the earth. And people will have eternal life in spirit-composed bodies, and this earth will be composed of spirit. So that's the three clues that we have in the Old Testament, and now we have the three meanings in the New Testament from these three clues. Now we're going to, in our next program, take a look at the doctrine of the resurrection from the dead. I thank you for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.